Hello, it's the post-match show. It's John Gibbons hosting after Liverpool lose again. They've gone to Leicester, gone 1-0 up and ended up losing 3-1. To pick the bones out of that somehow, I'm joined by Jay McKenna, by Harry Aplaia and by Chris Maguire. And Jay, I'll come to you because you're rubbing your face the most. They've lost again. They're finding new ways to frustrate you. They're finding new ways to throw things away. And yeah, I don't know what they're thinking in the dressing room right now, because it's so deflating.
I think we I commented before, didn't I, before we started recording, you know, there are almost no words, but that wouldn't make a very good podcast. But
be short.
I hope that's what they're like in the dressing room, to be fair. I hope they're annoyed. I hope they can't quite explain it. I hope they're angry and frustrated and upset. I hope they're everything we're feeling right now, because that I think is the only, well, not solace I could have in terms of how I'm feeling, but the only thing where I can think they understand what's happening here, or they can begin to compute what's happening, because I don't think any of us can. I think we can, you know, we can talk about decisions and stuff like that, but these are players that have had decisions go against them before. These are players last season, you know, right up until the end of games, might have been losing and kind of found a way to win. You know, we talk of mentality monsters, that's gone. That's a big concern. Ability and injuries and, you know, form's one thing. That the idea that, you know, the game can change so quickly and move away from you, making the mistakes you're making. You know, maybe, you know, you might talk about going back to basics, but we found new ways to lose again. There are patterns, though, emerging in some of this around how decisions go against us, players committing fouls, goalkeeping errors. But I just think it leaves us in such a situation where almost you have to think about how you can start again between now and the rest of the season, and just kind of think what you're doing. I think the players should, you know, I expect they'll be sat there in the dressing room wondering what's going on there, and, you know, need a bit of time thinking and, you know, approach Tuesday's game very different. But I'm almost lost for words on this, because I don't know, I'll be interested to hear what the other say, but, you know, none of us, when Salah scores there, are expecting that. Before then, you may be expecting something to go wrong, but then the way we played, we scored that goal, we look in control, and you think, sound, you know, we're going to find a different way to win. And, well, just, I don't know, that's 6-7 minutes of football. It's just, you know, probably highlights Liverpool's problems all season.